vacant slot, District 2, Post 2. And Mr. Shortle, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Special call meeting, we can't make adjustments to the agenda. The move that we adopt our meeting agenda.
I move we approve the minutes as published.
Second.
All in favor, approve of the minutes. Any opposed? Ayes have it. All right, now the move to adopt the current meeting agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, public comment. We have starting our meeting with public comment. Any public comment cards? Here they are. Thank you. Yes. We have a 3-minute time limit on public comments to begin our meeting. So we will adhere to that, please. And first up is Bob Dowell.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. No, I wouldn't mind if you counted this week. If you excuse my voice, I have a little bit of laryngitis, which may be to your benefit. The reason I'm up here today is, as you know, the most important thing you have to deal with is the business of running the city. We've talked a lot about the vision of what we want for the city for the long term. And I hope as you keep in mind the decisions you make regarding some of those vision statements that we are worked on as we campaign for the city of Dunwoody, that those have to involve the citizens quite a bit. One of the things as a planning commissioner I always found interesting in DeKalb County is a lot of decisions were made relatively quickly. Once a decision to make one was put forward. And a lot of times citizens did not feel like they had enough time to be involved. And the case in point is, I know that you had to find temporary quarters for the Dunwoody Town Hall and things of that nature, and that is as it has to be. But realize that in terms of making decisions that lock you into a long-term reach, you know, past 2 years, then really you're going to start talking about things that impact our vision. Specifically, you can look at the shops at Dunwoody, that whole area as to what that could be down the road. It has great opportunity. So I hope that we actively involve everybody in that discussion. I know the Dunwoody Choir reported a little bit on that. Great ideas. There are a lot of great ideas out there. And I would just encourage you to make sure that we have the time to get it right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dallas. Jim Gilmore.
I'm here. I represent a restaurant. I own Gilly's, and in reference to the late closing, I hope you don't try to legislate morality in this situation. I would like you to think a little longer. Something I would propose is the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce develop maybe a division of hospitality or restaurant groups and review what I have seen as Chapter 7. And honestly, I came up, this is line by line pages of questionable situations, and I would love to see a group of people review, get back to you with their recommendations, ideas that are involved in it, and you can accept or deny or whatever you want to do, but let maybe an ad hoc committee be formed. And I think you would avoid a lot of deleterious effects that would come into this situation. I don't want to see him here either. But suggesting that maybe you table that issue for a little bit and have some people look into it and get back to you. And maybe you have individual concerns that you could recommend. Say, we're really concerned about this aspect or that aspect. But I think they should review the entire situation and give you their input. It'd be like an engineering group giving you ideas on corporate structure, where they're a lot more people in the area. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it, John.
Thank you, Mr. Gilmore. Hayward Westcott.
Hey there, I'm Hayward Westcott, and I lived in Dunwoody for over 10 years, and proud member of the community. I am on the board of directors of Kingsley's Women and Racket Club, and I'm also a small business owner. I own a small retail sign company in downtown Atlanta. My concerns that have brought me up to the podium is that I'm not comfortable with a no-bid process. I think it's concerning to me for the taxpayers of Dunwoody. I think we need to have some sort of transparency and procurement to make this happen. I was concerned to read in the Dunwoody Crier that Dan Weber supposedly showed the CH2M Hill contract with Don Boykin's firm. I'm also concerned that Don Boykin was a former DHA member. In other words, it's starting to look like a good old boy network is kind of what we were trying to get away from. And those are my concerns. If we have a fair bid process, then we can have other firms like Boykin's firm come in and compete, and then we can start off the city on a safe and good note. But I'm very concerned on the way we're starting this process, and I just wanted to let the council know that. And also, I appreciate your service. Thank you. Oh, by the way, I'm in District 2, and only half of me has been heard. We still have not elected the other half.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Westcott. Next, Lehman.
Hey, everyone. For those of you, few of you that don't know me, I'm Max Lehman. I am very proud to be here today. It may come as a surprise to some of you guys, but I wasn't the first in line to advocate for the city of Dunwoody, and I think most of you know that. But now that we're here, I ask a couple of things. On the matter of our city government, I think most of the people that voted for the city, 80% of the people, 37,000 people that are represented that voted with the idea that CH2M Hill was going to be the city manager. That CH2M Hill was going to be the city manager. Mr. Wittenstein, Councilman Wittenstein, I have listened to the tapes and I respect your points of view, and I must say that I agree with you, sir. I think that a move toward an expensive program that they offer, even though it has accountability and recourse, is extremely important. But I think that we are faced, Mr. Hennigan, Councilman Hennigan, as you said in the last meeting, time is of the essence. Time is of the essence. We're rushing ourselves on this. We're putting ourselves in favor of an unnatural time constraint. I know it would be terribly difficult for perhaps non-business reasons to delay our time frame, but I can see that the only pragmatic way to move forward. And I ask you all to consider that. A couple small administrative notes. When speaking, the tapes that Mr. Hennigan posts on his website are extremely helpful. Right now, that is the only way that many people can actually be here without being here. I ask that we announce ourselves by name so that when people are listening, they know who's speaking. Small administrative note. And finally, a large issue, police. Not all Dunwoody is the same. I live in District 3. I've heard some unpleasant and unkind things about my district from neighbors. Those things are true. I live in an area with a higher crime rate than District 1 or 2 combined. Excuse me, Districts 2 or 3 combined. We need to avoid at all possible costs the lack of police coverage, the actual lack of police coverage. But more importantly, in this transition time, we have got to make steps to avoid the perception of a lack of coverage. That perception is going to get somebody killed. It may not actually be there, but if the bad guys who are smart recognize that there may not be police coverage, then we're in trouble. I pull into this particular room actual study of Brook Run over the last 8 weeks. Councilman Taylor and I were out there with his son. We saw vandalism. Since that date, I've seen increased and additional vandalism at Brook Run. People are running circles doing donuts in the middle of part of the park. I ask all of you to talk to your neighbors and form a voluntary task force, and I would be more than happy to be involved with that, to set up folks out there at Brook Run right now, starting now. Get a generator, camp out. Take back our park. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Cheryl Summers.
Well, I'm new to all of this. I've never spoken in a public forum before, but this has become near and dear to my heart. As a 20-year resident of Dunwoody, I was all in favor of establishing our own city. However, I'm afraid of the direction that the form of the city government is going. I am not at all pleased with what I read in the Crier about the fact that we will not be contracting out our services, that we will probably establishing our own city government with our own employees other than just a plain police department. Once you let that genie out of the bottle, you will never be able to contract down, reduce the your staffing of your city government. Whereas with CH2M Hill or a similar situation as that, if you don't like it after a year or two, then you can probably go out and establish your own government. Try them first. If it doesn't work, then do the other. And that's really all I have to say.
Thank you, Ms. Summers. Bob Levy.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a resident of Dunwoody for the past 33 years, I do have a lot of interest in what goes on in the city. My primary objective tonight is to state what Mr. Gilmore said about the exact Chapter 7, the alcohol thing. I happen to own the Divine Wine Bar just a stone's throw from here. You're all invited afterwards and we can participate. I have read today and spent some time looking at the proposal, which comes, unfortunately, from the city of Sandy Springs and Fulton County. We happen to live in DeKalb County, and the two ordinances, if you looked at Fulton County and DeKalb County, are like this. It would cost me a lot of money to meet these regulations because it's talking about Fulton County. I choose not to have my business in Fulton County. I happen to live here in Dunwoody. My business is here in Dunwoody. And I would like to, you know, be more attached to DeKalb County's ordinances as far as alcohol is concerned, as opposed to Fulton County, which is, believe me, if you looked at the two of them, it's got some unique differences. And I'd be happy to volunteer, as well as Mr. Gilmore, to be on a ad hoc committee or something to help formulate something that's a lot closer to what we need, or what is more closer to DeKalb County's regulations than Fulton County. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Joe DeVita.
Good evening, members of the council. It's an honor for me to be here today. On a personal note, I want to thank the council for the wisdom to allow this public discussion prior to the council meetings. It provides us to give you information that you very much need in order to make the very difficult decisions that you have. I particularly thank Councilman Hennigan on making the motion to have this public discussion prior to your meeting, so we can probably coordinate our time. In addition, I would also recommend that you reconsider Councilman Hennigan's proposal to our motion to allow electronic means of disseminating information as part of our ordinance, and not just rely on policy to do so in the future. It ensures that the future city council will hold to the standards of openness and transparent government. I'm here to speak today on behalf of the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce, and I was tasked by Mr. Anderson to look at the impact on affecting hours of operation between 2 and 4 a.m. And I know many of you don't stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning that often myself, but, you know, it was hard work, and somebody had to do it. Somebody had to go out and witness and what took place at 4 a.m. And I am happy to report that there are two establishments that operate legally in our community. They are locally owned. They're locally operated. They cater to the second shift employees, primarily of the restaurant industry and other second shift employees. And I do want to state that it is the Dunwoody Chamber of Commerce position that we promote a responsible economic development and growth that's consistent with our community values. And from what I've been able to determine from the interviews that I've taken, is that a 4 o'clock, establishing a 4 o'clock hours of operation across the board is certainly does not meet our community values. But we do want to consider this. We do highly hold in regard the hospitality of our community and the ability for the hospitality industry to provide that level of service to our not only our visitors but also our residents and the employees that serve these establishments. Now, in order for these establishments to have quality help, you need to understand the needs of that industry. And one of the things that I've seen in the proposed ordinance is it's not just the hours of operation that are going to affect this industry. I must have to increase my rating of a marked impact on our industry to a significant impact on our industry, considering all of the other items that are going to make it much more difficult for this particular industry, and raise the recommendation of impact on two establishments to a definite impact, a negative impact on the establishments, because most likely we may be faced with at least one business closing as a result of this. Now, I'm also happy to report that those two establishments in question, both the Gillies and Firebirds, are willing to work with the city to make concessions with the city. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. DeVita. All right, unfinished business. Clerk Jones, could you read for us item number H1, the second reading?
I'll be glad to.
Thank you.
This is ordinance 2008-10-04. It's an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 10, Election, providing for an inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 10, Election, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you. We're moved to adopt this ordinance, Chapter 10.
So move.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Aye, thank you. The ayes have it. New business. Action item J1 is discussion of and proposal to hire a consulting firm to assist city in RFP process for city implementation. So let's start discussion before we move to adopt. Robert?
A couple of points that I want to bring to the council's attention and also to the room. As many folks know, CH2M Hill has withdrawn their proposal to do city services for us. There have been a lot of discussions on whether or not they reconsider, and at least at the moment, the position that they've taken is that they are not prepared to move forward with a proposal for city services for Dunwoody. That leaves us in a position where we've got to come up with another alternative. Dan Weber put a task force together. That task force looked at what amounted to building a traditional city by hiring employees, doing some contracting. And I think that all of us had a chance to look at that. And while I like the general direction of finding an alternative, I'm uncomfortable with hiring as many city employees as that plan called for. As part of Dan's research into this, he contacted Boykin International, and they have given us a proposal to help us with some consulting services on startup for the city. They are not, in my mind, a candidate to provide city services, but rather a consulting firm who's local, whose principal we know, and who's expressed an interest in helping us guide us through the next few months of trying to establish the city services that we're going to need. And there are two particular areas that I'd like us to consider asking Boykin International to help us with. The first of those is project management and consulting services. There are an awful lot of tasks that have to be completed over the next few weeks. I do hope that we're going to have a city manager shortly, and I would expect that Boykin International would work under the direction of the city manager, doing the kinds of tasks the city manager asks them to do, and to be limited to those things that the city manager thinks that he or she needs help with. The other thing I'd like us to look at having Boykin International help us with is to initiate a competitive bidding process for vendors to provide city services. In other words, what I'd like us to undergo is a new RFP process where we attempt to identify vendors who can provide city services either individually, so for example, a bidder to do our public works, a bidder to do our financial management, bidders to do individual departmental areas in reasonably large chunks. And as Councilman Shortle and I discussed last night, we don't want bidders to come in and offer to cut the grass for a park. But we might entertain bidders who wanted to take over parks maintenance. So we want to try to define services that would allow a relatively limited number of contracts to be bid. And what I think we need now is for someone to help us lead that bidding process. We're going to be under relatively tight time frames, and we need some concentrated effort to write up the RFP proposals, publish them, identify businesses who are likely respondents, coordinate those responses, and help us grade those responses so that when we've got a city manager, and perhaps when we have a small cadre of department heads, the time-consuming work of establishing who potential bidders might be and what their bids might be can be behind us. So one of the things I'd like us to consider tonight, and I'm prepared to make a motion, is that we enter into contract negotiations with Boykin International to help us in two limited ways. One is with providing us with some startup project management and consulting services. And two, to help us by coordinating a bidding process for city services, and that we limit our engagement to a time and materials contract that would take us between now and the end of this calendar year.
Thank you, Robert. Any discussion, Mr. Shortle?
Yeah, I think in going over and just expanding a little bit on that, we know there's the essence of time here, but there also is the essence of doing it correctly. So I think that's a balanced system that we have to make sure that we're doing here. You go out and you do it fast and it's not done right, it's not good. If you do it right and you wait till next 6 months from now, that's not it. So we have to combine both of those things. And the other thing I think that we need to look at is we need Boykin to do, International to do, is to, when we go out, we want a two-prong effort here basically, and you're right on the services. You know, we have to group major groups together because otherwise, we could get more bidders than we could ever. One person would want to cut the grass here, another one there. So we have to group these together under large headings like i.e. public works, i.e. IT, or things like that. And then you go at it two ways. Number one, you go at it to, for lack of a better word, to go at it as a management system where almost like a Hill proposal, if you will, where maybe there's somebody that wants to come in and manage maybe the whole thing, maybe half of it, maybe any major portion of it. The other thing is to go after the other prong is, if you don't get those bids, you're over here where you would be going after groups that would want to do lesser affairs. They wouldn't manage it. The management would come under our own city employees, where we would hire maybe 4 department heads or maybe 5. We've looked at 4 and 5 are the numbers we've looked at. And those people would work directly for that department head, and he would manage that services. So those are the two areas that we need to look at. And the thing we need, Robert was exactly on, we need the assistance in putting together a RFP, RFQ, you call it whatever you want to, getting that out on the street where we would have the bidders. And the people that I've talked to said that there are bidders out there. That remains to be seen. But I think that's the aspect, the way we have to go. I think that is a prudent way to go. I think that's a common sense way to go. And what Robert has said.
Thank you, Mr. Shortle. Mr. Ross?
I agree with what Robert had to say. I'd like to add one item to that, if I could. In addition to the 2 items that you mentioned that we'd like to provide, I'd like to suggest that we also add personnel. We need somebody to develop job descriptions for those people that will be on our staff, and we need to have somebody responsible for going out and helping find those individuals. And that being said, you know, we could obviously do that with a separate individual doing that, but I think we'd be better served if we had one person be held accountable by the city manager for those services.
Mr. Wittenstein, as I know your motion hasn't been read yet, but would that not be encompassed potentially in item number 1 in your motion, personnel, or no?
When I put my motion together, I had excluded assistance with recruitment of full-time employees. Not because I don't think it needs to be done, but because I think that when I look at what Boykin International is best known for, that isn't what comes to mind. And I'm a little concerned that we might be asking them to do something that's not in their sweet spot, that's a little bit outside their field of expertise. But at the same time, I recognize that as Councilman Ross has said, having one firm coordinating multiple efforts can help with a certain amount of coordination. We don't have another firm right now that has come forward and said, let us help you fill those 4 or 5 department head positions that Councilman Shortle talked about. So I'm open to it, but when I originally put my proposal together, I thought about adding a 3rd line, and I didn't do it. But I not because I think they can't do it, but I didn't think it was quite as much in their sweet spot.
Okay. Well, for consideration, I know the motion's not on the floor, but potentially you could add that for the motion as a number 3, and to make sure, since everything that's being discussed tonight, just to make crystal clear, is not running this city, is professional services to help manage what process.
And in fact, it's actually one step removed from that. All it's doing is authorizing the city attorney to begin contract negotiations with Boykin. Whatever he comes up with has got to come back to us for a vote. So we're not committing ourselves to any course of action other than to get put in front of us something that we could then vote yes or no on.
Mr. Ross?
I'd like to make one comment with respect to one of the gentlemen that spoke earlier. Mr. Westcott talked about the need to have a bidding process for this. It's not an outsourcing contract, which is what the other vendor, CH2M Hill, was offering. It was an outsourcing contract. This is, in fact, a consulting engagement, and we have researched this, and we have every right in the world to appoint somebody. This is not a 3-year engagement. This is something that will be somewhere between 3 and 6 months, I would estimate. I think that, I just want to make sure you understood that.
Basically, Rob, what you're proposing here is not to go the full scope of this or ask the attorney to enter into negotiations, because we're not going to vote on this tonight.
Right.
At this point, I think, we go ahead and just put a motion forward. I mean, we can eat up time talking about philosophical ways to do this and all, but at the end of the day, we need to get engaged. If this is not what we're going to vote on tonight, we need to go ahead and move forward on this and get engaged if we're going to change the scope.
Mr. Hannigan?
Time is of the essence. I've read the Boykin proposals, the modified Boykin proposal. We need to move on revenues. We need to firm up our budget, know exactly the revenue coming in. We need to move on something. I'm looking forward to vote on this motion.
Okay,
let me make a motion. I move that we direct the city attorney to enter into negotiations with Boykin International to develop a contract with mutually agreeable terms for Boykin International to assist the Dunwoody city manager by performing the following professional services. 1, provide startup project management and consulting services. And 2, assist the city in seeking qualified bidders, proposals, and quotes to provide city services.
A second. Discussion.
I'd like to add the amendment to that to include professional services, to include writing job descriptions, and the inclusion of helping the city manager find the personnel that we need in-house. One of the things that...
I second that. I'll second that.
There's a second. Okay, discussion, Mr. Ross.
One of the things that Swippenstein talked about in terms of having this contract so that it would be a contract for the rest of this year, I think a better approach to allow us to engage the company in a way that would be to our benefit and his is to have it so that we can terminate with a 30-day notice. And I believe Mr. Boykin suggested that he have a counter ability to terminate with 60 days notice. And I would prefer to have something where we would have the ability to terminate at our will as opposed to having a distinct time frame on it that may not be long enough to be what we need to get done. But we would have the ability to do that.
Okay, for sure. One of the things that just to show and to answer someone else's question that they brought up there tonight, it is my understanding that Boykin International and us do enter the agreement to do this, that they will not be a bidder for any of the city services that will provide services to the city, i.e. IT or any of the other jobs that may be out there. In other words, their whole job is consulting to get us to start this up, put out the RFQs, the RFPs for qualified bidders, and as amended, writing job descriptions and seeking personnel to fill the spots. If we do go that way, if we do go this way over here, of getting department heads, hiring city department heads that are city employees, vice contracting out on the other side.
You okay? Any other discussion? If not, then I think we vote on that amendment first. All in favor of the amendment to add professional services and job descriptions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now we're to the original motion. And the original motion, as amended, and Clerk Jones, could you repeat that back for us?
Certainly.
Thank you.
The motion on the floor is that they direct the city attorney to enter into negotiations with the Boykin International to develop a contract with mutually agreeable terms for Boykin International to assist the city of Dunwoody manager by performing the following professional services. Provide a startup project management and consulting services and assist the city in seeking qualified bidders, proposals, and quotes to provide city services. He had already addressed the amendment. Would you like for me to address the amendment again, sir?
Yes.
With this will also include the amendment as a third listing to provide professional services to include the job descriptions and finding the personnel to hire as department heads.
Okay. All in favor as motion as read amended? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Okay, Clerk Jones, could you do J2 for us? This is consideration of approval of a resolution to appoint a city attorney. Could you read that resolution?
Sure. Would you like me to read the whole resolution here?
Yes, I would.
Yes, sir. Okay, a resolution, this is resolution 2008 Tim, this has not been appointed a permanent number. It should be, if you had not previously made any resolutions, your next council meeting would be resolution 2010-08. Is that correct? Thank you. This is a resolution to appoint the city attorney for the city of Dunwoody. Whereas the city of Dunwoody has the authority and duty pursuant to Article 3, Section 3.08 of the city charter to appoint a city attorney, and whereas the mayor and city council wish to appoint a city attorney pursuant to the city charter, and whereas the city attorney for Dunwoody is a current member of the state bar of Georgia and actively practices law, and whereas the appointed city attorney shall be responsible for representing and defending the city in all litigation and legal matters. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the mayor and council for the city of Dunwoody that Ryan Anderson, Esquire, is hereby appointed as the city attorney effective this 13th day of October 2008. This is the resolution for consideration.
So moved, we approve the resolution.
Second.
Second, discussion on my appointment as city attorney. Mr. Anderson.
That's what's
right. I'm sorry. I've got to get a name tag.
It's the blue flame.
I'll get the memo. I'm going to recuse myself from this vote, and the reason is I served on several boards with Brian, and nothing pro or con that I'm going to say to this, just... we serve as officers together on Citizens for Dunwoody as well as the Dunwoody Action Committee. A lot of people serve on Citizens for Dunwoody and all, but I think just the closeness of that, I'm just going to refuse myself from voting.
Okay, does that need any other action?
Okay, you need to
leave it. Time out.
I'll come and get you.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Taylor is exiting stage right. Another discussion. Mr. Ross.
For those who weren't here last evening, we had a lengthy presentation by three candidates, and I want to thank those three candidates for their work and interest in serving the city of Dunwoody. I think that we had three extremely qualified candidates. I think in looking at what we're voting on now, I want you to understand that this was something that we looked at the qualifications, not only Mr. Anderson, but the team that he surrounded himself with. He has three or four very qualified people that he's working with in addition to himself, and he's worked tirelessly on this project for over 3 years now. And I feel very comfortable as a councilman and having Brian Anderson represent us as a city attorney working with this group. I mean, just today, Mr. Anderson and two of his affiliates and I went to call on an insurance company to get insurance for this thing called the City of Dunwoody. And I must say that I was impressed with not only their legal ability, but their understanding of the rules and things that we need in the insurance area as well. And I'm very, very excited about being able to work with Brian and this group.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Mr. Shortle. Hey, fellow councilmen and ladies and gentlemen, again, Councilman Ross covered it fairly well. We had three very qualified firms, if you will, come up and talk to us last night. The thing that impressed me about the Brian, the Anderson, Riley, Lewis, and the Plundin joint venture, and that's what it is, by the way, it is not just it's a joint venture, is the fact that they have experience with standing up Sandy Springs, Johns Creek, and Milton, and they have the whole gamut. They bring the whole gamut to the table across the spectrum. Lawyers, their specialties, as you all know, and not all of them are good at across the entire spectrum of the legal field, but they have those people within their firm, or they have them under contract that will come in here under this, the same bid, and charge us for the same amount. So we have the luxury of whether we need someone to talk about labor law or whatever it is, we have that within our grasp by hiring the firm. To me, last night, I took out the factor that Mr. Anderson has worked along with the city. I was not a member of Citizens for Dunwoody, but he has worked along. I took that factor out of there, and to me it was very clear which firm to go with. And to me it's a very clear choice, because they bring the experience. They've done it. They've been there and done this and starting up the city. We need that. And the other thing we need is we need somebody that can cross the entire legal field spectrum and bring in expertise that way.
Mr. Hannigan.
Last night we interviewed three individuals, or we had three presentations by city attorneys, all of which have acted in some form or respect as a city or a county attorney previously. The city council has done due diligence. We have reviewed their resumes. Interviews have been done. I am very confident that the firm of Riley and Anderson will do a good job for us. I just want to let the community know that we have done due diligence. It's my pleasure to vote this in favor of this presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
I want to make one comment as to the selection process that went on. According to our charter, Mayor Wright has the ability to make this decision, come to us with a recommendation as to the city attorney that he would select. And I think he was extremely fair in his process here. Instead of just making the decision himself, he got the task force that was responsible for coming forward, the court's task force, coming forward with the candidates, and got them involved to select the three candidates that was presented last evening. Gave us an opportunity to hear all three of them, and we participated with him and deliberated with him in making that choice. So I commend him on his openness, fairness, and responsible way he carried out this decision.
Thank you, Mr. Ross. And I'd like to finish up the discussion and thank that committee and Wade McGuffey, who chaired that committee for me. I know it's a lot of time and a lot of talent. They had a bunch of applications from some very very well-qualified people. They narrowed it down to three and handed me the results, and subsequently council described the process. So hats off to these volunteers, these Dunwoody citizens, and I thank them very much for all their hard work. With that,
move for question.
Move
for question.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. All right, now we're voting on the motion itself.
I think we just did.
No, I thought we did too. I'm getting that advice.
Point of order. Robert's rules of order. The question is to stop all debate and two-thirds vote, and then you vote on it.
Gotcha.
Okay. So
we voted on ending the discussion. Now we're going to pay that motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Second.
All right. So, all in favor of this motion? Any opposed? All right, guys.
Congratulations, Brian.
We will wait for Councilman Taylor to return back.
Motion carried.
Okay, your time. Clerk Jones, could you read J3, please, under new business for us?
Yes, sir. This would be ordinance 2008-1004. This is a first read of an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 18, Municipal Court, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 18, Municipal Court, and as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Okay, as a reminder, on first read, we're not going to have discussions. We will have discussions on second read and or at the work session.
So, point of information. So if there's typos in the legislation, we can fix the typos or make changes at that point during the second read. We don't have to raise them now.
Just call us.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Clerk Jones, could you read J4 of new business, please?
point of order, Mayor. Mr. Anderson just pointed out that resolution, excuse me, the ordinance for Chapter 18, first read would be ordinance 1005.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Just to read it, okay?
Prior to that, Mayor, Chapter 10, the election was 1005. I misspoke.
Okay, got it.
Under unfinished business, that would be ordinance 1004.
Okay, gotcha. So, new business, it would be a 1006.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
The shift to read it.
With your permission, Mayor?
Yes, please.
This will be ordinance 2008-1006, an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 4, alcohol beverages, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 4, alcohol beverages, as attached hereto and incorporated herein. This is a first read.
Okay, here again, we will have discussion, second read, and or work session, please. So we can move to new business 1007. Would you
read that? Yes, sir. Thank you. Ordinance 2008-1007. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 9, Ethics, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 9, Ethics, and as attached hereto and incorporated herein. This is a first read.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
We are back at the... Yes, just for clarification for the public work, we will not have a meeting tomorrow night. Okay. get a break? Okay, public comment. Do we have new public comment cards?
Yes.
No, there's not.
I have no comment cards, Mayor.
Okay. Move to adjourn.
We adjourn.
All right. In favor? All right. Thank you.